So as most people would know, One Piece is a very, very long anime. And I never really felt like I wanted to watch every single episode. I didn't know if it was going to be something that I would enjoy. So when I heard that they were making a Netflix live action adaptation, I kind of thought to myself that, you know, it's a possibility that it might be decent, but most likely it's going to be terrible, just like a lot of other live action adaptations happen to be. There are a few good ones, though, I will say, but the majority of them are really bad, or sometimes they're just okay to watch, but they're not really like true to the source material. But there are a few that I really did love, like Alita Battle Angel was a very good movie. I don't think it gets enough credit, but then again, maybe a lot of people didn't like it, right? Like, it's kind of subjective what people think is good or what is bad, but I personally thought that was probably one of the best adaptations, and I really enjoy the movie, but I don't even know if they're going to make a sequel for that. So the only thing that I remember about One Piece, because I used to watch it randomly whenever it was on, I don't think it was called 4Kids TV, it was something else before that, but One Piece used to show on Saturday mornings, and I do remember watching parts and pieces of it. Now, there are certain things that I remember, but I know I didn't watch it like a weekly thing. It was just kind of a random thing, because back in the day I used to play sports, and during Saturdays I would have games on Saturdays, and sometimes I would watch a little bit of One Piece, or sometimes I would have to like play very early, and then I would come home and like watch whatever was on TV, because before the internet was a thing and DVR really wasn't that popular, it was just kind of like you watch whatever's on TV at the time. You know, there's no rewinding or looking it up online and stuff like that, especially when I was a kid. That stuff didn't exist, or it was barely accessible to people. But still, I remember watching it, and I enjoyed it to the part, like, enough to be able to buy a game, which the game is something that I remember more of than I do the actual show, because there was a game on the GameCube that came out, and I thought it was probably one of the best games, even from my memory, comparing to every game that I even played up to this date. I feel like it was a very good fighting, like, adaptation game of an anime, because there's a lot of fighting games that just do anime adaptations and translate into video games, and I don't think they're very good. There are some Dragon Ball Z ones, and then like Demon Slayer was okay, but I don't know, like One Piece, I think it was called One Piece Grand Adventure, and it was on the GameCube, probably one of my favorite games back then. It would be awesome if like they remade that to now, or they remade some kind of One Piece fighting game and made it multiplayer. But I do remember my time with that, and that's like my most recent memory that I can remember, because a lot of the characters that were in this season of the Netflix live adaptation were in that video game that I played. And I remember the stretchy powers that Luffy had. I don't remember like his origin story or anything, even from watching the show. I don't even think I watched episode 1 or 2. But like I said, I was just watching randomly throughout the series whenever it was on TV. So there are parts and pieces that I remember, and then there are other things that I don't remember at all. So it's like kind of sporadically everywhere. And I don't know if One Piece goes by seasons or it's just a continuation of stuff. I don't know how that works, but I don't want to spoil anything until like the very end, but on the last episode of this live action adaptation, the character that they showed was the last person that I saw in the anime series. That's when I stopped watching. And it's not because I wanted to stop watching or I didn't care for it or whatever. It was just, well, actually I didn't care for it. It wasn't something that was on my mind that I was like, oh, I want to watch this, or oh, look, it's One Piece. It was just something that just happened to be on, and I happened to watch it because it was just okay at the time when I was watching it. But I do remember that specific character that they introduce here, and certain things I do remember being done differently, but a lot of it I do not remember at all whatsoever, because like I said, I was watching the episodes like just randomly. So anyways, I want to talk about the live adaptation. I thought it was really good. Now, how close was it to the source material? I really don't know, right? parts and pieces I remember, but majority I don't remember. What I do remember are almost every character that they showed, especially the very important ones. I just don't remember how they got introduced. I don't remember how they met one another. I don't remember like the importance of their characters. I just remember the characters because they like stand out, you know, like Zoro stands out, Luffy stands out, Nami stands out, you know, like all these characters stand out to me. So it was just very easy to remember their names simply because I do remember their faces, their character designs from when I watched it back when I was a kid. And even to my surprise, as I got older, I was like, wait, One Piece is still a thing? Every time that I would hear about it, because I got into anime a lot later after like the whole Dragon Ball Z thing there in high school, I really didn't care for anime until many years later. And I had started with Attack on Titan, Sword Art Online, and then I heard of One Piece and I was like, I'm fucking surprised that it's still showing. Like, holy shit, I remember that anime was since I was a kid, you know. I didn't really care for it, and when I heard how many episodes there was, I was like, I don't know if I want to watch it, because I remember the art style being sort of outdated, you know, like OG animes. And you know, that's a subjective thing, right? Some people love the artistic style of how things were drawn back then, and everything has its own unique design, right? Like if every anime copied one another, then it's not going to be unique. Then people are just going to be like, oh, it's the same thing as something else, you know. But I didn't really care for it. There was too many episodes for me to want to catch up. It didn't really pique my interest. I was kind of like, I don't really know. Maybe one day I'll watch it, maybe I won't. Like all the clips that I see, especially like the fighting ones, don't look all that great to me personally, right? Like at least what I've seen of clips that were kind of just shown around the internet. But when it came to the live action, you know, I decided, I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a try because it's kind of something that I can start fresh and hopefully it's semi close to the source material. And the only way I'm going to know that is if I look at other people's reviews that have actually seen the anime, and they'll be able to know if it's a good adaptation, even if they changed a lot of things or a few things here and there to make it kind of suit the live action. Which would make sense, right? Because there's a lot of things that are not going to translate very well over to the live action stuff. But I really did enjoy this series. I really did enjoy season one. And I am hoping that they're going to make more seasons. And I spoiled myself in a lot of different things when it comes to One Piece. Not knowing how they got to where they got. But just watching different fight scenes and seeing the chaoticness that happens within the series just from clips and TikTok videos and YouTube shorts. And it does make me wonder how far or how long this live action will last. And if it, obviously I'm thinking too far ahead, but it makes me wonder if they'll be able to do certain things or how they'll change it later on when Luffy starts using more of his abilities as the series progresses and more people start using their abilities and all this other action stuff is happening. Because season one was great, like this live action adaptation was great, the choreography was fucking amazing, the way that they were fighting and stuff like that. I thought the special effects were great. At certain times there were things that you can kind of tell they were a little bit not so great as the other ones, but I think for the most part, especially for being live action and for being Netflix and stuff, I thought it was really good. I mean, there really wasn't that much that I actually hated. Like I said, you can tell there were certain things that were green screen or certain things that weren't really there, but I think the emotional parts of One Piece that showed in this series were very impactful. They were very meaningful, and a lot of things did translate very well, because I found myself every time that I saw something that happened that I was very interested in the things, because I didn't remember a lot of stuff, but I was like, there were certain scenes in this series that I was like, oh, let me go look at a YouTube video and kind of compare it to what's going on here because I'm curious how they did it. And a lot of things were very spot on, but then there were a lot of other things that they changed it a little bit differently. And when I looked at the live action and then I looked at the anime, I was like, okay, I like the live action a little bit better when it comes to this. Even though I didn't watch it completely, I was like, okay, from what I'm watching on the series of Netflix and then the clips that I'm watching on YouTube from this One Piece, I think that they did it better in the live action. Now, there were certain things that I saw that I thought were more impactful in the anime, like rewatching the specific clips on the episodes that I will leave off, because I will leave off at episode one and then I would be like, okay, let me go find all these pieces from the actual anime to see how it would compare to this one. And I was like, oh, there's certain things that they did different here, or a lot of things that they did different in this specific thing. But overall, I enjoyed it. And I kind of, I it's just easy to follow along with this. And if they keep making it, it's going to be easy to just watch this as a series. But in order for them to, if they do, I don't think they will, but if they do, right, especially if it's very popular, if they do manage to get as far as they are in the anime, I'm just curious how they're going to do everything. And I'm definitely excited to keep watching more. I mean, they already have source material. They have like the main person who wrote One Piece and stuff, so you know he'll be able to change it to the way that he wants and stuff, the way that they want and stuff. It'd be, you know, very nice. But I had a good time. I thought the fighting was amazing. I thought the acting was amazing. I've never heard of any of these actors. I don't know if they're new actors or they just played in other roles that weren't really, you know, that mainstream. But then again, I don't really pay close attention to actors, so it's kind of hard to tell. But there's just some actors that you kind of just know by name because everyone talks about them, right? Like there's Tom Cruise and there was Jackie Chan, and there's just, you know, these actors that you just kind of hear of because everyone is talking about them. But I would say I think my favorite characters in this series, I mean, I did love the way Luffy was portrayed in this. I love Nami's. I think Nami had the most emotional and impactful character and acting in this series. I think she did a phenomenal job. Like, I really felt certain scenes that she was in. But I mean, overall, I loved all of the characters. I thought they played them very well. Some of them were a bit different than the series, but overall, I thought it was, you know, very good. Like I said, I don't know how they changed after the next seasons or next episodes. Like I said, after that last episode on the live action, the specific villain that they showed, that's literally where I didn't watch anymore. I didn't even watch that whole big conclusion in the anime show. So yeah, but I did enjoy how they did certain things. Like I said, I love the fighting. I love the aesthetics of how everything looked and the color grade and how the main characters are kind of very colorful and saturated and they stand out. But a lot of the background is very grayed out to make it seem like it's very dull or a lot of bad stuff is kind of going on. But you have like your main protagonist very colorful, showing that they're going to like be a part of the main story and to show that they're going to somehow help this or kind of see like the situation that they're in, that, you know, especially like Luffy's a happy character for most of the time, and but a lot of his surroundings and the things that are going on are in that world is very like brutal, depressive and stuff like that. But he's able to sort of overcome these and try to like shine light into people's lives and stuff. But yeah, I thought all of that was pretty good. I think one of the best two characters arcs that I liked was Sanji and Nami. I think those two were probably my favorite throughout this series. I don't know, they just did a phenomenal job the way that they showed their characters, the story that they had, the arc that they had. And like I said, I don't want to spoil anything. I don't want to talk about spoilers. If I do, it's going to be at the very end. But yeah, I did love all of that. I love the music. I thought the music was very good. I thought it fit perfectly with the vibes and stuff like that. All of the characters were like, I just liked all of the characters. They had depth and stuff. So yeah, that's really all I wanted to talk about. I know I was rambling on about a lot of random stuff. Still, it was an enjoyable time, and I'm glad that it was perceived well, I think, for the most part. I know there's some people that didn't enjoy it, but personally, I enjoyed it. And I'm not a person who watched One Piece, like I said, so it's kind of hard to be like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a great adaptation, right? I would literally have to at least watch all of the episodes in its entirety of what they showed in the live action version to see how it actually compares and if it's, even if the things that they changed are bad or are good, right? So I don't know. I mean, obviously they have to change certain things in order for it to fit into live action to make it make more sense in a way. But if they keep going, what interests me the most is that as technology advances and we find new ways to like kind of make certain things and animation, CGI and all this stuff, I feel like in the future it'll be a lot easier to make certain things possible in a reality. So if this keeps going and it releases every 2 or 3 years, I think by the time it hits to the point where it is now in the actual anime, I think by then, if technology has advanced enough, I mean, you can imagine the possibilities of how certain things are going to look for those of you who actually watch One Piece. And I think that's something to be excited about if it ever goes that far and if technology does happen to advance by that time. But that's like thinking way far ahead, right? I know that I think they're working on season 2, or they're just waiting for season 2, but they have already, like, they already have the script for season 2. I don't know too much about the details, but for sure I know that they do have a script. So yeah, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a season 2, most likely. When they'll start working on it, I don't know, but we can probably expect it in 2 or 3 years. You know, it's gonna be a long wait, but hopefully it'd be worth it. And yeah, because like I said, after this whole arc thing, I don't know what happens at all. Like, I just seen random fight clips that don't even make sense to me, but you know, they're just kind of like, oh, this is a weird looking character and Luffy's fighting him or Zoro's fighting him, and like, oh, I never knew they could do this and do that. So yeah, anyways, I thought it was a good series, so hopefully you enjoyed it as much as I did as well. Okay, so I do want to touch on 2 spoilers. So before, you know, I stop talking. So if you haven't watched this series or you don't know anything about the anime, definitely go watch it first. But if you've seen it, feel free to stick around. Or if you just don't care about spoilers, then yeah, stick around. But what I wanted to talk about, Arlong, he's the villain that I was talking about. I remember fighting against him and playing as him in the GameCube game that I used to play a long time ago. And I remember him in the show, but I don't remember how he got introduced. I don't remember how they defeated him. And the way that they did it in the live action, I was like, okay, certain parts were cool, but I went to go rewatch a YouTube video that has the fight scenes, and there were a lot of things that they did a lot differently that I actually wish they would have shown and the live action. Like the part where Arlong bit Luffy, they didn't show that at all, and I would have loved to see that personally. Like, obviously there's a lot of things that Luffy did. I did love the, I don't know what it's called, but where he's punching all his fists and he's punching Arlong. I thought that was done very well in the live action, but there's just certain things that were left out that I wish they would have done in this live action compared to like the things that were done in the anime. I would have loved to see like Arlong biting Luffy and then bleeding or whatever, because when I went to go watch the scene, it was like Arlong can actually bite Luffy and make him bleed and stuff. Which was pretty cool, but Luffy was very angry. But for the most part, it was very one-to-one, right? Like the way he destroys the thing and everything, like the place that Arlong's on. So I thought that was very good. And the other thing that they did different was the Nami scene, which when I watched both of them, I love both of them. Like this one was very emotional. The one on the anime show was very emotional. I don't think it made it any worse or any better changing it the way that they did in the live action. I thought it was done fantastic in both ways. Like I said, the only complaint that I had was just a minor one, which was the Arlong arc part that was just took away certain things. But I love Buggy. I love Arlong. I love Nami. Sanji's backstory was fucking fantastic as well. Like, I love that whole scene when he was trapped on that rock. Man, like that scene had me tearing up, and the same with Nami. Like I was busting out tears. It was so heartbreaking for me. I'm like, I never experienced that when I was watching the show, because I'd never seen those scenes, whether it was like at the very beginning when I was watching it. I don't know if these things happened before the Arlong stuff or after, but I know I didn't see any of these. Most of the things I didn't see on the anime show. Like I said, I only watched it randomly, but I do remember the characters. But yeah, like those 2 episodes were the best ones for me, and I feel like they had the least amount of action, but they had the most dialogue that was very impactful and emotional, which personally I loved more. Not to say that the fight-ins were like the fighting was bad, because it was very good. Like the choreography was very good, the way that they were fighting, and the special effects that they used, and then the what's it called, where they hang them by like their backs, like those suits that they pull with the strings and stuff. I forgot what they what they're called, but I thought that was done very well. It didn't really look bad at all. So yeah, there's just a couple of things that kind of look iffy, but I love the world setting. I love how they created everything that I've never seen, like in the anime, because it's not like I paid attention to much of it. But the restaurants, like just floating, like that restaurant boat or whatever, I thought that was very beautiful. So just everything was very beautiful and very unique. The buggy scene was a lot different than it was on the anime, because I don't remember ever seeing him. So I don't know if this was after, or it was in the same time frame that it happened in this, in like the live action, but I don't remember seeing him at all. But when I compare the fight scenes that happened, they happened completely different, and there were certain things that he did better, I think, in the anime than in the live action. But for the most part, they were, like the stuff that did happen with Buggy, I thought they were really good, and the fight scenes were very good too. But I just wish there was more of that as well, because I thought they did a great job, but maybe the budget was already too high that even doing it even more would have been bad, right? Because they would have drained their budget a lot sooner. But the way that things were done, if they would have just made them longer or added more, I thought it would have been like a fucking fantastic fight. But nonetheless, it was still like very great. Like the fights were very great still. And like I said, there's certain things that they're just not going to be able to do, at least not now with the technology we have, but maybe one day in the future where it's a lot easier, maybe a lot cheaper to make certain things, there'll be a lot of things that we'll be able to see. And I'm going to spoil so far ahead into the anime. Like I said, I don't watch the anime, but I watch a lot of clips. So if you haven't seen it, don't listen to this part. And I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but this live action got me excited. I am curious how they're going to do, which they probably will never get there, but I'm curious how they're going to do like Gear 5, right? And Gear 5 Luffy and all of these other transformations of gears that Luffy has that I don't really understand myself what they are, but I know he has like different forms that they call like Gear 3, Gear 2, Gear 1, and Gear 5 and stuff. And it's just, he has different kind of like abilities that overall strengthens him in some way. Like one of them has more stamina, the other one is able to be more durable. And these are things that I don't understand. I don't even understand where the devil fruits come from. I don't understand who all has one. Like, I don't understand who's the most powerful characters in the series. Like, there's just a lot of things that I don't understand. But just from watching clips, there's a lot of things that I saw in a lot of fight scenes, especially Zoro being basically like a superhuman because, you know, having super strength. As they do show it here in the live action where he's carrying the big safe, like it is like it's nothing, when Nami and Luffy were struggling, both of them. So, yeah, there were certain things that I don't know how they're going to do in the next series, because I don't know what happens in the actual anime, but I know way later on there's a lot of chaotic fights that are very like power level heavy, and I'm just curious how they're going to do that, if it ever even gets that far, right? This is just me going so far ahead that it's probably never even going to happen, but it makes me excited for that day if it does happen. Anyways, that's really all I wanted to talk about. There's nothing else to say. Just got me rambling on about One Piece, and maybe one day I'll give it a try and actually try to watch it. I don't know if I can, there's so many episodes, but I might try one day and just take my time with it, right? Like I could literally watch one episode at a time and probably catch up before I'm dead, you know, depending on how many more episodes are going to come out when I start like catching up, because I don't know if the manga's over, if it's still going. And if it's still going, how long until it's going to end? And, you know, how long until the anime catches up to the manga? Because I don't know how far along the manga is compared to the anime. So there's just a lot of questions that I have, and I have no answers because I haven't looked into these things. So I'm just very curious about that. But anyways, thanks for listening to my rambling. Have a lovely rest of your night or day whenever you're listening. And yeah, take care, and I'll talk to you in the next one. Bye.